Here's some breaking news. Podcasts are on Spotify. Now you can get your favorite shows, like this one, right in the podcast section of your Spotify app. All the best news podcasts, all in one place. Listen free on Spotify.
With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. In a moment, J.R. Whalen will talk with TD Bank's Jay DeMarteau about the impact of lower interest rates on small businesses. First, here are some money headlines. The Federal Reserve released the minutes Wednesday from their July policy meeting. In them, Fed officials saw their move to cut interest rates last month as a recalibration rather than the start of a more aggressive easing cycle, and were reluctant at the meeting to say how future moves would unfold. The minutes also showed officials believed uncertainty surrounding the Trump administration's trade policy wasn't likely to let up anytime soon, creating a persistent headwind for the U.S. economic outlook. As a result, officials didn't spell out in much detail how they might act to lower rates in the months ahead, but stressed the need to be flexible. Bad news for investors. There's been a slowdown in corporate stock buybacks, a key pillar of the stock market. U.S. corporations are repurchasing their own shares at the slowest pace in 18 months, a potential sign of more volatility ahead as the buyback bonanza from the corporate tax overhaul wanes. S&P Dow Jones Indices projects that companies in the S&P 500 repurchased about $166 billion of their own stock in the second quarter, down from $205.8 billion in the first quarter, and down from $190.6 billion in the same period a year earlier. That marks the lowest total since the fourth quarter of 2017 and the second straight quarter of contraction.
If you like news and podcasts, here's some podcast news you'll love. Now you can listen to podcasts on Spotify. Click the podcast tab in your Spotify app to find all your favorites and discover new ones. All your podcasts, all in one easy place. Listen free on Spotify.
We've discussed plenty of times here on Your Money Briefing the impact of lower interest rates on banks. But now let's talk about the impact on small business. And let's bring in Jay DeMarteau. He's TD Bank's head of commercial specialty segments, and he's on the line with us with some details. So, Jay, in July, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates for the first time since 2008. What opportunities does that unlock for small business owners?
If you think about a small business, they really have kind of two sides of their balance sheet. You know, their debit side, which is their kind of houses their assets, things like cash, investable securities, things like that. And then their credit side, which is debt. And it really kind of hits both sides of their balance sheet. If you think of the credit side first, most small business loans, and, you know, look, the term small business is bantered around a lot with many different definitions. Here at TD Bank, we define someone as a small business segment participant if they have revenues less than $5 million, annual revenues. And when you think of that segment, they tend to be very small. So when they get a loan, their loans are primarily prime-based. And, you know, prime moves very in sync, and it's correlated to the Fed fund rate. So the cost of borrowing should have gone down by, you know, 25 or more basis points when Jerome Powell did what he did. So in an interest rate decreasing environment, a lot of small businesses, well, let's use the term businesses, right? Larger businesses in the community space start to think about, well, should I borrow now or can I wait? Because rates are going to keep going down. Now, there are two types of loans generally. You know, there's many different types of loans in terms of structures, you know, lines of credit, mortgages, things like that. But when you think about rates, you can either lock in your rate and get a fixed rate loan, or you can play, you know, interest rate changes and have a variable rate loan. So if interest rates are going to keep going down, it's always smart to wait and take advantage of and try to get the lowest fixed rate loan that you can.
Now, Jay, the rates have been low for a while, and so these have been good times for small business owners. And I suppose, you know, if you're an owner in this environment, it's good now to strike while the iron is hot.
You know, that's true. And I would tell you, JR, that if you look back in the late 70s and early 80s, the prime rate was in the 20s. You know, it was 5.5 a month ago. And 5.5 is well under the mean, which was about 7%. So you know, we have been in a historically low interest rate environment, and going down 25 basis points just makes it even stronger.
Now, you're expecting small business owners to pursue loans in this low rate environment. What is the best way for an owner to go about that process?
There's a lot of different options out there today with the emergence of fintech lending. There are more traditional outlets like banks, you know, like us. I tell you, the cheapest option you'll always get is if you're a bankable customer. If your neighborhood bank or a national bank will give you a loan. So, and I always think it's smart to understand what's happening in the interest rate environment. And the other side of that is you have to make sure you'll be approved, that you'll get a loan. So if you have your deposits at an institution, the other side of the balance sheet, you know, on the debit side from a small business perspective, you should have a banker that you can chat with. And if you don't, I would probably consider change banks. So that banker should be giving you advice. And you should be able to talk to them about, you know, what's the best time to get a loan, business plans, and, you know, at a minimum, make sure you're credit worthy. So, you know, what I just said is if you were going to play the game of, you know, waiting 6 months or a year to get a loan because you don't really need it right now, and you want to lock in a lower interest rate, you've got to make sure when you apply, you're going to get approved, right? That's one of the big questions that you have. So, you know, and you can find that out before you actually apply.
There was an interesting finding in TD Bank's small business survey this year. There are plenty of signs of economic instability out there, from overseas weakness to inflation edging higher here at home. And yet small business owners are optimistic about the business climate this year.
And, you know, I tell you, we do that survey every year. And for seven straight years, businesses have been optimistic. I think, you know, we have a view in the U.S., which is the glass is generally more half full than half empty. And I look at actual business growth and, you know, starting last year into this year, I have seen people borrowing more and actually hiring employees. One of the reasons they give us that they for getting a loan is they're expanding. And when they do that, they also go out and hire employees. Our survey also said that, too. So optimism has been very predominant over the last few years, but I've actually seen some action this year. And I think, you know, the tax environment has had a big part of that. I don't think they fully understand how the taxes may impact them. Because, look, you're talking about a business with $5 million in revenue. They don't have a CFO much, you know, that they're talking to every day, or a treasurer. And if they have an accountant, they're talking to them fairly sporadically, right, around tax time. So, but I think they understand that a lower tax rate environment is good for business and good for the economy. And it's a good time for them to grow because there'll be more capital out there for their customers to buy their products and services.
And in the survey, 18% of small business owners said that finding qualified workers is their biggest challenge. And you said that they oftentimes get loans to expand and try to pursue that. And obtaining a loan can help businesses increase wages, and obtaining credit can do that as well. But the historically tight labor market has really put these small businesses in a tight spot.
And, you know, the labor force, as wages go up, it's always difficult for them to find employees, as you're saying. That's true. I also find a lot of small businesses in the size we're talking about, a lot happens as you start your business and you grow to get to the point of $5 million in revenue and beyond. You go from being a sole prop, a lot of times working out of your house, to maybe moving to a site, maybe buying that site, taking on a mortgage. And then you to expand, you really can't do everything yourself. So you need to specialize. So small business owners, whether it's retail or manufacturing, have to hire employees to replicate what they do very well, which is serve their customers, to be able to really grow and expand. And that's a whole different job for a lot of small business owners. So not only are they trying to find employees, you know, they're trying to figure out how they become more of a manager as opposed to a doer.
All right, that's Jay DeMarteau. He's TD Bank's head of commercial specialty segments. Joining us on the line, Jay, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, JR. Appreciate it.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.